we do not have anything quite like the Chelsea show here. Could you explain mm-hmm. what it's about?
Okay. Chelsea Flower Show is really horticultural excellence at its best. You've got this huge pavilion, great pavilion, and in there are all the nurseries. That's where I used to be. And you get visitors from all over the broad exhibiting. So we've got Kirsten Bosch from South Africa. They're putting on a beautiful display. We've got Jamaica there and Granada. They always put on amazing displays. Then you've got a nursery that just specialises in irises. Can you imagine that? They're just exquisite. And then you get Beale's Roses, and their roses. Oh, the scent is just magnificent. Then you get a lily nursery. That's inside. Then outside, you've got the show gardens. That's what section I'm in. They're the big, really flashy show gardens. But mine is so simple. I've not been flashy. I've not dug down. I've not got spinning trees and all the rest of it. I've just done a herb garden.
Yeah, but you've got a very special herb garden. Tell us about it.
Well, you know that I've been in horticulture over 35 years.
Right.
And you know that I have been awarded 14 RHS gold medals at Chelsea Flower Show. But they were for floral exhibits. And I've always, always, always wanted to do a herb garden at the Chelsea Flower Show. The last one was over 23 years ago. And I had this dream. And this year, I'm doing it. I have the most wonderful sponsors. It's St. John's Hospice here in London. They're part of the St. John and St. Elizabeth Hospital. And all their profit goes into the hospice. And they treat 3,500 people for free in the community. And it is just gorgeous. But they have no garden. And so the garden I'm creating at Chelsea is going into their garden after the show. I'm planting it this autumn. It is really the best way to sort of like the pinnacle of my career in herbs and horticulture. It's just fantastic. And the RHS have done me a huge honour. They've just made me an ambassador, an RHS ambassador for health and well-being through gardening.
Congratulations.
So, absolutely. Yeah, I'm over the moon. And it's like all my dreams are sort of popping around me at the same time. But this garden, it's all about all the herbs in it have been under scientific research or recently or currently or in the, you know, or are now going under. And it's just so exciting that people are last listening to what our forefathers knew and researching that fact and then finding out whether it's true or not. So, for example, when I was growing up, I was given a herb called bread and cheese. And I'm sure no one will know what that means, but that is hawthorn, Crataegus, the may tree. And I was always given leaves as a child in sandwiches. And my mum used to cook the berries as well and make teas from the flowers. It has now been proven that it is good for strengthening the heart and good for the circulation. So exciting. I've got yew in the garden. That's Taxol. And Taxol is extracted from the yew and that's used with ovarian cancer and breast cancer. I've got woad, Istatis tinctura. Now, woad is, you'll know, is a dye plant. Well, that has been under a lot of research in Italy and they found it is better than broccoli at stopping tumours grow. Huh. Now, if they've also done research into it because the Chinese medicine, it's been used for mumps and for meningitis and treatment of. And they've just found out that it has a natural antibiotic. Now, this is the holy grail. We've got to find the herbs that have got natural antibiotics because people are becoming immune to antibiotics. So I can go on and on. I mean, I've got celery leaf in there because of the use with arthritis. I've got feverfew because of migraines. I've got St. John's word for depression. I've got foxglove digitalis, the heart. I've got valerian, which, you know, knocks you out and makes you go calm and sleepy. Mm-hmm. I've got lemon balm to reduce stress. I've got rosemary for restoring the memory. I've got sage because of all its antiseptic properties. I've got thyme, lots of thymes. I've done a centerpiece of this water bowl that is the symbol of life, you know, water. And under it, I've planted a thyme sort of carpet. And I've got no corners in the garden. It's a square garden, but the actual path is curved. Because if you're in a low mood and you're thoughtful, you're looking down and you don't want to have a crossroads. You don't want to have, do I have to go left? Do I have to go right? Uh-huh. You just follow your feet. So it's a circle and the paths are curved. And I've got two benches in the garden and they're not opposite each other. So you don't have eye contact with the person opposite you. And they're small, big enough for two just, but they're small enough so that if you're suffering a bereavement or you've just been diagnosed and you want space, you don't feel that you're in a big space. And so I hope that this garden will give the hospice and the patients and the staff and the families of the patients somewhere to sit, to breathe, and to be at peace.
Quite a project. Thank you for telling us about it.
And thank you for listening.